Exercise number 4, the articulation tour. This is the most important thing I teach in style. I know I keep saying that. It's true. In my studio, I often spend up to 2 hours to teach this principle to my students. This will instantly train your voice to be more accurate, confident, and interesting. This will define you, refine you, and find the most important part of your voice that you never knew was lacking. Because most people, when they begin to sing, develop what I call Talladega Nights syndrome. Let me explain. The actor Will Ferrell starred in a movie comedy about NASCAR racing. Will's character, Ricky Bobby, gets in the car and passes up all the other cars to miraculously come in second place. When they interview him after the race, his hands are raised up awkwardly and he states, "I'm sorry, I don't know what to do with my hands." The reporter says, "Yeah, it'd be good if you just keep them down to your side." 5 seconds later, his hands start floating upward in awkward fashion, and the reporter gently sneaks his hand into the pitcher to lower his hands again. Okay, what does this have to do with singing? Everything. Singers feel like they've won the race once they sing loud and powerful and with great mix, vibrato, and runs. The problem is, when they form their words, there's all this doubt and schizophrenia about which way to sing a word that doesn't feel like, "I'm sorry, I don't know what to do with my hands." This lesson will help you be decisive as well as display a lot of personality and confidence in your approach to music. You will see why legends who didn't necessarily possess epic voices or have tons of power and trills were so dearly loved and celebrated globally. Singers like Hank Williams, Nat King Cole, Frank Sinatra, Kenny Rogers, Doris Day, Billie Holiday, Neil Diamond, and modern singers who are using the same method and approach to be interesting. None of these singers had huge voices. None of these singers had super fancy licks, trills, and runs. But they had that personality that came through in their articulation and, as we mentioned earlier, their phrasing. I see this phenomenon in every country I visit. And yet we in the singing community think, "Well, this person or that person isn't such a great singer. Why are they so famous?" But we don't understand what makes these singers great in a popular era. Folk, blues, country, R&B, pop, and rock all share this universal truth. Now listen close. Many of my teachers have told me, "Don't give this away because everyone will be great. Don't give this to the public." But this is it. The difference between classical singing and commercial singing is classical music requires you to sing from vowel to vowel with very little interruption, pressure, or duration on the consonants. Commercial singing requires that we sing from consonant to consonant. So, Twinkle Little Star with a classical approach would sound like this. Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are. Each phrase was sung with connected vowels, and the goal is to move the audience with the beauty and expression of the voice. This is why people who study voice intensively crave classical. Because the epic, intense, and grandiose nature of the voice is so satisfying to the ear and hits us emotionally. Now, if I speak the word with heavy emphasis, duration, and personality on the lyric, I will sound like this. Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are. So, I don't say what you are. It's what you are. And it's not twinkle, it's t, t, t. Not t, 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 t. twinkle, not cull, but cull, little star, which would sound like this. Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are. Up above the world so high, like a diamond in the sky. Now I have to tell you, I do this song in seminars all over the world. And often people are so moved emotionally that they begin to weep. Maybe it's because they wish I would stop singing. Actually, it's because the interpretation becomes deeper. And at the very end, I change it, and I begin to speak using phrasing, style, texture, and all the emotional interpretation methods that you've learned thus far. When I do this, I set up a scenario that they're on the Titanic, and they have children who are scared, and they've been locked into the lower levels of the ship, and they're unable to come up, and they feel the cold water sneaking under the door and chilling your feet. And the smell of salt water as it freezes your legs, and then your calves start to cramp up, and the water starts to hit the bottom of the mattress, and you sing to your children. Would you say, twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are? No, that's not style. Would you sing, twinkle, twinkle, little star? Listen to my licks, son. Isn't it great? We're going to meet a watery grave in a minute. Musical blasphemy. Awful. Instead, when I get to the end of this song, I say, twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder why. Star, shine bright on us, little star. I wonder what you are. Shine down on us from heaven and let us know that this is not the end. Child, this is not the end. I will hold you in the sweet by and by, comfort you every time you cry. We'll walk on streets of gold. Your tears I will hold you, I will hold you as we fade into the dark. Don't be afraid, I will hold you, I will hold you, I will hold you, little child. Now, I never sing that song the same way twice. I just let it go, and I improvise. And if it rhymes, it rhymes. If it doesn't, it doesn't. But the most important concept in all of these style lessons is this. Do you believe me? 'Cause I believe me. I see being trapped in that ship with my precious, beautiful children and the anguish of saying goodbye for now and believing, though maybe foolishly believing, I'm going to see them again. It's not the end. And I communicate that to the audience, and parents with children are destroyed. My goal isn't to make everyone cry. My goal is to be believable. And I know this is a very long explanation and drawn out, but I need you to understand that if I articulate the words and speak them with force, from consonant to consonant, you will be drawn to me. Every preacher, rapper, auctioneer, New Yorker, Southerner, every culture has some compelling dialect or speaking style that draws you in. And this is what we are attempting to import to the song. And if you do this, you will become great overnight, faster than any other principle I've taught you. Now remember, in all great commercial singers, their style is in their articulation. Michael Jackson had it. I can't get close to it. Coldplay's Chris Martin has it. Eminem has it. John Michael Montgomery did it masterfully in his song, Letters from Home, which made me choke up as he sang that song to me in a session. Remember this, I've learned from every star that I've taught. I thought about their approach to singing for days afterwards and was able to take something away from the magical personalities of Hayley Williams, who spent 9 years with me, Taylor Swift, and Miley Cyrus. They have the compelling nature of communication to the masses. This lesson has little to do with being a diva or divo if you're male. There is a time and place for all that, but this lesson answers the question, why are these people so popular?